Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm Jordan Kissner, author of the essay collection Thin Places, and this is Thresholds, a weekly series of conversations with writers and artists about moments of epiphany or transformation that changed their lives and their work. A moment that they stepped across, like a threshold, into something new, and the way that experience changed everything they wrote afterward. Hey, this is Jordan. We have a special episode this week. It is an EndNotes episode with a couple of moments from interviews that we really, really loved and had to get cut just so that the episodes themselves weren't going to be too long. But they're really two of my favorite moments from these respective conversations. We have one coming later from Chloe Cooper-Jones, who wrote Easy Beauty. And we're going to start actually with a clip from my conversation with Saeed Jones about, it was right at the end of our conversation, and we started to talk more in a craft-based sense about how you write through material from your own life that feels really heavy or felt at the time really heavy while retaining joy in the writing process. And I really loved what he had to say. And so we saved it to share it with you here. A lot of people are writing about things that are hard, whether it's grief or something else. And I think that often it feels difficult to find the process of writing about a painful thing joyful. And I'm wondering what do you have advice for anyone listening who is in the process of trying to figure out how to put a hard thing down on paper, how they might try to find joy in that?
Sure. I mean, I think it will always change, but it's almost like you kind of have to, again, that phrase, did I just trick myself? that's one of the keys to the book. You're like, oh, this, we just watched Saeed trick himself in real time. Because it was, I mean, I wasn't always, when I was writing the poem, being like, oh, this book is about the afterlife of grief. You know, at first I was like, oh, what if I got home and there was a doppelganger waiting for me on the couch? What would that look like? What would we talk about? You know, like I was so interested in the, oh, okay, this formal, I'm going to write how many poems in what order about who? Well, I guess I need to go find, you know, a biography on Luther Vandross. You know, like it was, I think if you always think that sometimes you can write in a direct, candid, just, you know, MTV unplugged way about difficult things in your life. Sometimes I think you need to give yourself like a creative structural challenge that you can focus on that. Because what I find is, and like I said, like it's a push and pull between the book. It's like, I was just having a good old time. Like when I was like, do, 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 do. Like the writing the poems wasn't necessarily like this daily emotional confrontation. And I was so excited, like line by line to pull it together. And I was like, oh my gosh, what if the poems repeat? You know, like that's what would get me out of bed. Like, oh my gosh, okay, one more story. Let's do that again. Like that's an interesting idea. But then you look up after you finish the work and the emotions come out. Because I think if something is really on your heart, if some idea is really working through you, it's going to manifest no matter what you do. You know what I mean? It's like, go make a stained glass window. And if your body is like, we're going to use this window to figure out X idea, I promise you that's going to be what you make in the end. You know what I mean? And so it doesn't have, and that's why a real joy maybe with this book, you know, instead of writing like prose, writing a memoir where you do have to like stay in the scene. What did she say next? What did happen next? Like with poetry, there's so much freedom formally that I was able to embrace. So at times I didn't even notice necessarily what I was really, really getting at. And I think that's kind of liberating. So yeah, give yourself a little challenge. Like instead of writing a poem, you know, about someone who broke your heart, write a prose poem in the voice of one of your favorite rock stars. And you'll be surprised what comes out.
Totally. It's like following the thread of, oh, you know what would be cool?
Yes.
As opposed to, here's the thing I must express. Yes. And sometimes there's a really amazing way to write in the here's the thing I must express mode, right? Yeah. But also you can get where you're going and maybe joyfully with the, oh my God, you know what would be cool?
Yeah, that really was it. You're absolutely, when you're like, how are you waking up? Because it was like around 4 o'clock in the morning, I would just start waking up and it was like behind my closed eyes, it was that spirit of, wouldn't it be neat if? Okay, you get home and you get home from a book event and you see a dead, you think it's a dead body on the couch. What would you do? You know, like that like childlike enthusiasm. And I got to see George Saunders at the Portland Book Festival a couple of weekends ago. And he was just talking about like how important it is to be just like excited and openly curious. And I think that's the spirit. That's the spirit that you take into the work. Not this. It shouldn't feel like you're sitting down for like a one person therapy session. I think if you're doing that, you're setting. And honestly, when I've approached the writing with that spirit, of course it becomes this painful austerity, because you're ever all the energy that you're amassing to do the work, if you're like, okay, it's time to cry, well yeah, you're probably gonna end up crying. But instead you're coming from a position of creativity and curiosity. One, you're kind of giving your mind something else to kind of focus on as the spirit flows through you, but also I think it's like it's just a more confident, empowered space to take on those difficult ideas.
That was Saeed Jones. I also wanted to take a minute to shout out a bunch of Threshold alums who have cool things going on. The first is Ed Yong, whose book, An Immense World, is all over, you know, best of 2022 lists in publication after publication. But specifically, his book was chosen by the New York Times Book Review as one of the 10 best books of the year, which I completely endorse and is really exciting. Congrats, Ed. Alexander Chi edited this year's Best American Essays collection. It is a fantastic collection. I love his essay that introduces the book. And also two other Threshold alums, Melissa Phoebos and Alex Marzano-Lesnovich, have essays that are included in the book. So go check that out. We have a couple alums who have books that are announced for 2023, including Hilary Leichter, Allegra Hyde, Catherine Lacey. Go look up those books, pre-order them. It is incredibly helpful to the author to do so, and then you get to read the book on Pub Day, which is always great. And then lastly, by way of introducing this next clip from Chloe Cooper Jones, I will just recommend her Profile of Patti Smith, which is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar this month and is as fantastic as you hope a Patti Smith profile will be. And next we have Chloe talking about, this was just a minute sort of from the end of our conversation, that I really was moved by. And it's Chloe getting into some of her thinking about the politics of writing about disability. Here she is.
For me, it felt like that being very, very honest in a fine-grained way about my own mind or my experiences and making sure that I'm including parts of my life and my experiences that might make people cringe or might make people uncomfortable or that certainly don't paint me in a good light all the time. that was, I think, part of, that's like the undercurrent of what I feel like is part of the political project of this book. And I say that very lightly because I'm not going to qualify everything I say, but, you know, I think my own life doesn't really matter in any sort of larger sense, right? Like Chloe from Brooklyn doesn't matter. I'm just like a person like anyone else. So why should I ask someone to spend all this time in my own mind with me? And it's like, well, the thing that can matter is a representation of a disabled life that's very full. Because, and this is of course what frames the book, but it's also what frames a lot of discourse around disability, is that this belief, and it is a utterly false belief, that being disabled renders your life inherently inferior. And the book begins with, you know, a man telling me my disability should have disqualified me or people like me from being born. And that's a very historical, deeply ingrained cultural belief. It's the basis of eugenics, but it's also the basis of most disabled narratives when they're written by other people. Like, disabled people almost always die in books, you know, to give able-bodied people a sensation of their fuller, realer life. So the like sort of social or political project of the book can just simply be to say, here, you can't look away from this one depiction of a deeply full and real life. And the only way I can do that is by telling all the truth of it, including all the things that are hard to say, are painful to say, are ugly, that come from my least evolved self, you know, parts of myself, because that's what fullness or wholeness necessitates.
And that's it from us this week. Thank you so much. If you are a regular listener to Thresholds, please do us a favor and go on iTunes and rate and review the show. That helps us out very much. And until next time, take care. Thresholds is produced by Drew Broussard. Music and editing by Laura Faye Oshenwood of Arthur Moon. Our art is by Lorelai Grossman. Special thanks to Justin Alvarez and our hosts at LitHub Radio. You can find out more about our show, listen to past episodes, and get in touch at our website. This is thresholds.com. If you're listening to this on a podcast platform and you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe. Or you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you normally listen, and subscribe and review us there. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.